of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
We welcome you back to the Marion Gym, second half of our girl-boy doubleheader. First one was a dandy as the Marion girls turned back Cedar Rapids Prairie 60-49, and we get ready for game number two. Boys contest between the Marion Indians and the Jefferson Jayhawks. So exit black and orange, enter Columbia blue and navy blue here. Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn for this one, and we've had a lot of fun with this non-conference game over the past few years, Phil. It's been a very, very good game between Marion and Jefferson, and two teams that haven't lost yet this year. They both come in with records unbeaten of 2-0, and somebody is going to go to 3-0, obviously, and somebody's going to absorb their first loss today.
Yeah, and talking with both coaches, they've been pleased about their first two ball games. They both approached it at the start of the season with the chance that they had opportunities early, maybe to establish some confidence with their young ball clubs. Both of these teams coming in here have a lot of players that are inexperienced that are going to be on the floor. So it was nice for them to find success early. Marion with their two win we saw against DeWitt here at home, and then on the road last night against Anamosa and Jefferson. Beating two MAC ball clubs, Burlington and Clinton.
Yeah, one on a buzzer beater on Tuesday night by Rashawn Webb. He took it coast to coast and came up with the big shot at the end to win it by two, and then beat Burlington on the road last night. So much closer trip today for this Jefferson team. We saw him last year for head coach Brandon Horman. And it was a Jefferson team that got better and better as the year progressed. It was a Jefferson team that was very athletic last year, and I think you can double that this year. A lot of athletes on the floor for the Jayhawks.
Yeah, and they are not going to be overly big. And, you know, 6'3", I think, is their tallest player that's going to get some minutes for them. But they're going to make up for it in other ways. They've got length. At certain positions where they're able to disrupt passing lanes and make you work a little bit harder, make you maybe take a different angle in your offense than what you're normally accustomed to, that disrupt you just enough. And they're going to try to play a very interesting defensive game plan. Coach Horman told me all they played so far this year is a 1-3-1 the entire ball game, both ball games. And that's what he's planning on doing here tonight, too. So that athleticism in that 1-3-1, it can cause people problems, especially if you're not used to seeing that.
Yeah, and just trying to get traps and get on an island, let that athleticism work for you. And for Marion, you got to take care of the basketball here this afternoon. That is thing one for Baylor Fish and Chase Zelke and Alex Whalen and the sophomores coming off the bench for head coach Mike Manderscheid.
Yeah, it is. And that's one of the things that Marion has a lot of guards, so they're going to have to try and attack it in a smart way, you know, heady way with their guard play. Hopefully that they're going to come out. And the other thing that you're going to see, Scott, is three-point opportunities will be available to you if you move the ball against the 1-3-1. And Marion likes to shoot them. They are very capable of getting hot from the perimeter and knocking down shots. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out, too. If Marion can beat the initial trap, get it on the backside maybe, and find the open spot up three-point shot.
Of course, Kane Kramer back for the Jayhawks as well, Royshawn Webb. And then after that, you've got some newcomers, TJ Kennan and Kyler Bell, both juniors, and then Willie Guy the third, who has stepped into the starting lineup for these Jayhawks. Obviously, we know about Willie Guy, the junior, his dad, very good athlete. And Willie is a very good basketball player, can shoot the three extremely well.
He does. And Coach Horman giving him high praises as an extremely good passer. He says he's got a high basketball IQ out there, and he understands where the ball should go. Very talented in sharing the basketball with his other teammates out there. So Willie Guy, that's somebody he gets other teams involved out there. Can shoot threes, but also distributes it very well.
For the Marion Indians, we saw them in their opener against Central DeWitt and got the two-point win in that one. We saw the Indians get a good outside-inside game. Mitch Weiss, only 6 points, but he did a lot of other things. Got a lot of rebounds, did kind of the little things. And then Trevor Paulson came off the bench. Matthew Brazzi hit a big three in that particular ball game. It's a deeper team from Marion. And I like the makeup of this group, at least in the early going.
Yeah, I do too. And we talked about it with Coach Manderscheid in the post game of that DeWitt Central contest. Very balanced. They had a lot of kids, and I don't know if there was anybody. Was there anybody in double digits?
No.
In that ball game.
Nope.
But they were very balanced and throughout the contest, and they had a lot of people and scored as well in the Anamosa ball game. Last night as well, so that's a team that's going to not be selfish. They're gonna share the basketball. And you had mentioned, Scott, a little bit ago about Trevor Paulson coming off the bench. He gives him some length. He gives him a little bit of athleticism. He can get to the rim. He can shoot the ball. Defensively, he matches up. We'll see if he gets a few more minutes here tonight. Match up against some of the length of Jefferson.
Jefferson and Marion coming up from the Marion Gym. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Let's go ahead and set the starting lineups. Before we do that, one final in the Metro. Pleasant Valley girls beat Kennedy 52-36 over in the Quad Cities. PV rated number 14 in the state of Iowa. And we'll give you more scores as we go through the day. Starting lineups look like this for the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson. They come in 2-0 with wins at home over Clinton and on the road at Burlington last night. For the Jayhawks, they will go with that one guard in a three-guard lineup, Kane Kramer, 6'3 senior, and Kramer a starter a year ago. Also at a guard, it'll be Royshawn Webb, the leading scorer, leading returning scorer for the Jayhawks, and the senior with the game winner the other night against Clinton. Also in a guard, it'll be Willie Guy III, number 21, sophomore, good outside shooter into the rotation for this Jayhawk team. At a forward, Kyler Bell, number 4, a junior, and number 45, T.J. Kennan, from two football players from the Jefferson football team for Coach Brian Webb. The head coach for the Jayhawks is Brandon Horman, assisted by Matt Jenkins, Will Norton, and by Wes Bruns. Now the starters for the Marion Indians, also at 2-0 on the year. For Marion, they will go at the three-guard unit, almost a four-guard unit. It'll be at one guard, Alex Whalen, the 5'8 junior. Also at a guard, it'll be Jevin Manderscheid, 6'1 and a junior. He led the Indians in scoring last night against Anamosa. Third guard will be number 10, Baylor Fish, 5'10 and a senior. A returning starter from a year ago. Number 11, Chase Zelke, will be also a guard, a 6-foot junior, good three-point shooter. And in the middle will be number 41, Mitch Weiss, 6'6 and a senior for the Indians. Marion in their home whites with the yellow trim, the red number, or red lettering with the yellow numbers trimmed in red. Jayhawks, brand new uniforms, navy blue, with the Columbia blue letters and numbers, with Jefferson a cursive across the front and a big J along the side of the basketball shorts. And those are your lineups here this afternoon. What are you looking for in this non-conference game?
Well, number one, you get the crossover, the fact that you have the Mississippi Valley 4A ball club going against a 3A Walmart team. A lot of times you see a little bit difference in the physicalness of the play. Some of that's going to come down to the officiating. What are they going to allow and what are they won't allow out there, and how the teams are going to have to adjust on the fly. Marion has to handle the basketball. They can't turn it over against this Jayhawk ball club playing the 1-3-1 zone. Jefferson, they want to run. They want to get out. They want to push it. Royshawn Webb is going to be their leader out there. He's been the leader in the first two games. Marion's going to have to know where he is at all times.
I think that Marion's not going to want to run with Jefferson. Tempo, I think, is going to be the higher the score in this one. I think the better off the Jayhawks might be.
Yeah, and Marion in their first two ball games has not had high scoring outputs, 45 and 54 in those two. They're going to be a little more patient in the half court. They'll run when the opportunity is there, but Jayhawks, you know, that's one of the things Brandon Horman talked about is how they do want to really push the ball in transition, put pressure on Marion defensively to get back.
Hey, Royshawn Webb got a couple inches taller from last year, it looks like.
We can jump center out there.
Going to jump against Mitch Weiss out there as we are set to go in our back half of our doubleheader. Marion girls winning over Prairie earlier on, and now the Marion boys taking on the Jayhawks at Jefferson. Webb gets up quickly, but Marion gets the tap, and we're underway. There's that 1-3-1 trap. Baylor Fish across the timeline, immediately picked up. Bullet pass inside off the hands of Weiss. Going to go out of bounds, and it will stay with the Indians.
And that's what you don't want to do right away. If you're Marion, you don't want to try to have a pinpoint pass. Use pass fakes, have good spacing on the floor, and make them chase.
Fish gets it into Mandershide. It's going to be Webb at the top of that. Here's Fish from the corner for three, short. Rebound, though, to Weiss. Turns, puts it up, no. And the rebound to T.J. Kennan for Jefferson.
A nice rebound by Weiss in there. Just not able to get the finish around the rim.
Couple footballers in there in the middle. Man-to-man defense for the Marion Indians. Bell gets it back from Guy into the corner to T.J. Kennan. The Kramer turns on Zelke. And now Jefferson will set it back up. Kennan on the baseline drive all the way in, leaves it for Kramer. Fakes, goes up with the leaner from 10, missed everything, and the rebound to Mandershide. Jefferson, doesn't matter if a make or miss, they will trap everywhere. Fish, good bounce left of the lane, kick to the corner, open three on the way. That's too strong. Oh, but the roll way up off the rim, 10 feet in the air and drops down, and then Jeff gets the layup on the other end as they beat him back.
A quick transition, that's exactly what Coach Harmon talked about. Make or miss, they want to push.
Chase Zelke got the three and then the two by Kyler Bell. 3-2 in favor of Marion. Fish out top. Takes it right, cut off by the double team. Bounce to Mandershide outside the arc right wing. Skip pass, back it comes Zelke. Left wing three ball, no. 0-for-2, but Marion the rebound with Whalen. Fish penetrates, stops, cut off, triple team. Long passes to the corner. Mandershide open three. That's short and a rebound out deep to Guy. And Willie will bring it up into the front court. 3-2 early for Marion.
Got open looks. Marion had several three-point opportunities, just not able to connect.
Royshawn Webb's going to be Baylor Fish on him. Off the clear out. Drive, kick back to Kramer. And Jefferson will take a look at things and set it up. Guy standing left-hand dribble. Up high, over to Kramer now. Jayhawks not really attacking. Off the dribble, pop-up 17-footer, Webb short, and a rebound to Baylor Fish.
Fishman got away with one there on the shot, hit him on the arm, played through it though.
Fish, Zelke, bounce right baseline. Weiss, they play catch with it, now to Fish. Penetrates, no-look bounce pass, intercepted. Good anticipation by Kyler Bell.
All the backside collapses down there, and that's how you teach that 1-3-1 zone.
Kramer pull up won't go right of the lane, and the rebound out of there. Another one to Mandershide.
Marion is defensively is doing a really good. They're giving a lot of help, forcing Jefferson to. If they're going to penetrate, they got to go through three Marion defenders.
Low scoring affair here so far. 3-2. Indians playing catch over the top of that 1-3-1. Trap in the corner, cross court pass, tipped, intercepted by Bell, all the way down and fouled from behind to stop the easy two. Committing the foul was Alex Whalen.
Yeah, and I tell you, that long cross court pass, Jefferson lulled him into it a few times, let him have it, and that time it was played perfectly by Bell.
Two shot foul. Kyler Bell's first one up and good. Ties it at three, and Isaac Kahn comes in, Trevor Paulson, and Isaac Keener all in for Marion. And for the Jayhawks, Curtis Shaw will come in. Where's number two, a senior? At about 5'9", Second free throw also good, and Bell's got all four of the Jayhawk points.
Marion will probably go 10 or 11 deep. Jefferson, maybe 8 or 9.
High lob pass, too tall, stolen away. Good lead pass, Shaw underneath, and the layup good by Kyler Bell.
That's how they're getting it. They're getting it on the runouts.
Jefferson extending that 1-3-1 a little bit. Good pass to the corner. Open three on the way. In and out, no good. Mandershy, the offensive board, forces it up and scores down on the left block.
That was strength right there. There's a lot of contact there. He's able to play through it.
Off that Hahn miss. 6-5 in favor of Jefferson. Skip pass cross court. Bell in the far corner. Picked up by Mandershy. Here's Royshawn Bell at the right elbow. Over to Kennan as we come up on the halfway mark of the game's first quarter. Shaw behind the back dribble. Also in there for the Jayhawks is Dakota Hulsing in for the first time. Hulsing a senior, shot no good, and high to get it, Trevor Paulson for Marion.
Yeah, good defensive rebound that time. Got made contact and got it with two hands.
Zelke trapped in the corner looking for some help, trying to get it out of there, and a bounce to Hahn, and it's out of bounds.
Set it off Hahn's. That's Hahn and going the other way.
That's already four turnovers against Marion.
That's a no-no. You get the ball down on the baseline like that. You don't want to go down in no man's land.
Indians will go to the bench. Grant Meth will come in for Marion. So Meth in there along with Hahn, Zelke, Keener, and Paulson.
Mandershide's got blood on his face. Not Coach Mandershide, Jevin Mandershide. Must have got hit in the nose.
Kramer's cross-court pass is kicked out of bounds by Hulsing. Turnover number one against the Jayhawks. Kane Kramer back into the ball game for head coach Brandon Horman. At 1-3-1, Jefferson can kind of go three-quarter court, they can go half court, they can do a lot of things with it. Ooh, Paulson had a guy underneath. Nice move along the baseline, and Hahn with the finish with the right hand.
And that's what helps when you have Trevor Paulson out there. He's got size. He can see over the top. Directing traffic, kind of like a quarterback.
7-6. Hulsing on the drive. Takes a free throw line. Cut off there by Meth to the corner. Kramer, a deep three, too strong. They fight for it in the weak side. Picked up by Marion. Hahn dribbling in traffic, and his pass to the center line, stolen away by Bell, and he's going to get another layup. That's 8 for Kyler Bell.
All on layups, off transitions and steals.
You can't go long cross-court slow passes against Jefferson.
You have to pass fake, come meet the ball.
Paulson dribbling out of trouble. He's trapped, gets it out of there now. Zelke. Paulson, good movement to the corner. Hahn, open three, and he hits.
Again, it's a quick movement over there when they get the double overload on one side, get the easy look.
10-8. Hulsing takes a free throw line to Bell. An NBA three is front iron, no good. And the rebound to Jefferson. They get the offensive glass. Hulsing, pop-up jumper from 17, no. Rebounded by Paulson. Lead pass, Zelke into the front court. Marion by two with 2 minutes to play first quarter. A trap Hahn along the far sideline, triple teamed and traveled with it.
And you get over there, that ball's got to move quick. You can't let that double team come to you.
Whalen in along with Mitch Weiss and Baylor Fish for the Indians. Webb stays in for Jefferson.
Marion stays in the man-to-man.
Rayshon Shockley, freshman, coming into the game for the Jayhawks, about 6'3". Pull up three, Kramer no good, outside the right wing, and the rebound to Marion. Indians done a good job on the boards. Fish penetrates, stops, fakes, goes up with a shot, no good, contact play on. Kane Kramer out of there with it. Bell fakes the three, he drives in, finger roll no, but he drew the foul.
That'll get a response, I don't know. No response there. I thought maybe there'd be a little bit more. There's a lot of contact at the other end, no call.
Hey, they've let him play so far. Grant Meth gets the first foul of the game. And Kyler Bell's had a good afternoon and got the free throw to curl in.
Certainly has. He's been active on the defensive end and running the floor.
Right now it's Marion 10, Kyler Bell 9. One more upcoming. Benzanese puts it up and good. He's got double figures already. Tied at 10 as Chase Zelke will get ready to come back in for the Indians. Fish into the trap, looks for help, gets it to Whalen. They play catch out front. Back it comes to Whalen, and then trying to throw it in the corner, but Meth cut to the basket. Turnover number 7.
And that, again, that zone causing problems. They've got looks on it, but like you said, 7 turnovers, and they're not even through the first quarter of play yet.
Jefferson bringing it up with Roshan Webb. Yo-yo's dribble off the clear out, goes one-on-one to Kramer, fakes the 3, steps in, open 15-footer, no. Boy, Webb high to get the board. Goes back door, ooh, turned down the shot, kick out for 3 for Bell, no good. And the rebound to Weiss. 10-10 game with 42 seconds to play. Long bounce to the corner, Fish drives baseline, one-hander, no, but he drew the foul. I think they're going to get
Young Shockley.
Yep.
Rajon coming across, giving help defense that time. Very good athlete. Coach Horman has high hopes for him. Says he's does a lot of good things for him out there. He's learning. Got a lot to learn as a freshman.
Out 6'2", 6'3", and I think Manderscheid's still bleeding.
Going to bring in Young Paulson.
30, Trevor Paulson will come in. Didn't quite get the blood taken care of, so take 2. Free throws coming up for Baylor Fish, up and good. His first point for the 5'10 senior.
Number 3, Isaiah Smith.
Isaiah Smith coming in for Jeff. Senior, second free throw curls in. Fish has his first points, and Marion up 2 at 12-10. 35 seconds, Webb, stutter dribble, drive and a kick outside. On the fake, Smith, cut off, back outside it goes. 3 good by Webb.
He just curled around after dribble penetration, curled to the open spot, and Marion was a little late reacting, getting there.
13-12, Jefferson, I believe, with their first lead. Marion go for the last shot of the first quarter. High catch by Whalen. Circles it back outside, cross court to Zelke. 7 seconds, bounce up top. Fish penetrates free throw line. Kick out to Whalen, 3 on the way. Long, Weiss the rebound, put back, good at the horn.
A buzzer beater. Nice job getting the offensive glass on the backside.
We're through 1, Marion on top. Indians 14, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 13. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and come back to the Marion Gym after this. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Second quarter. About to get underway here from the Marion Gym. Scott Unashville done with you here on KGYM. Jefferson with the basketball, down by 1. Marion with the putback at the buzzer. Here's Webb, pop-up jumper good, just above the left free throw line.
That's one, he's gonna have some height advantage over the guards out there from the Marion. If he can shoot over the top of them, that's advantage Jefferson.
15-14, Jayhawks back out in front. Webb tipped the pass, picked back up by the Indians. Whalen and Zelke in there. Weiss along with Paulson and Hahn, and here's a foul and a reach. They're going to get that on Webb. And that's the first foul. Jefferson went through the first quarter without committing a foul.
Young Shockley got one early.
Oh, you're right. Yep.
Number 2. But that was a little bit of a late call, too.
Pass to the wing, tipped and intercepted by Guy.
And quick hands, Guy picking the passing lanes out there.
Team turnover number 8, Kramer off the crossover dribble. 15-footer won't go. Weiss the rebound in traffic. Kramer's had a tough start to his day shooting.
Yeah, he's going to be one of their better shooters out there.
Hahn penetrates, kicks it outside, wide open, Whalen for 3 and ring it up.
Zelke maybe?
For Zelke, yes.
A nice dribble penetration into the heart of that. They haven't gotten much of that, and then they got the kick out for 3.
17-15, Marion back up 2. Guy in there along with Webb, Shockley, Smith, and Kramer. He drives baseline, cut off, gets it back over to Willie Guy the 3rd. Guy, kick out, Webb, wide open 3, in and out, no, and the rebound to Trevor Paulson. Almost had it poked away and stolen by Isaiah Smith, but Marion retains possession. Whalen, good pass to the corner, Paulson, 3-pointer good.
I like him coming out, he's doing some nice things for him, rebounding and contact on the defensive end and then pulling up a jump shot.
4-3 for Marion, shot no good. Webb, the rebound, Hangs puts it up, rimming no. Another offensive board, and Kramer with the putback for the Jayhawks.
Sticking with it in there, but Webb using those long arms, getting it, didn't get the bounce early, but Kane Kramer on the backside.
20-17, there's a grab on Isaiah Smith. Commits his first foul. Corner has been open in this game so far for Marion. Keener coming back in, Baylor Fish, Isaac Hahn, and Jevin Manderscheid for the Marion Indians. Marion up 3 at 20-17 off that 3-pointer. Whalen to the corner, Baylor Fish for 3, no. Contact play on, and here comes Guy the other way, 1-on-1. Guy leaves it for Ken in the trailer, and he hits it off the glass for 2.
And they're pushing the ball again out there. Willie Guy getting the defensive board, leading the breakout.
Trap in the corner to Baylor Fish. Weaves through traffic and a reach foul called. And it might be Kennan, 45, and it is. Personal foul number 1. Team foul number 4 on Jefferson.
A little bit of an arm bar on the dribble penetration that time.
20-19, off the inbound, Zelke pops the 3, misses everything, and Fish couldn't corral it, it's out of bounds.
Open look, but a little too strong.
So Jefferson to put it into play, and Marion showing a little token full court pressure.
A little three-quarter court, nothing too serious.
5:15 to play here, first half. We'll have scores, we'll talk to Corby Lauby coming up at halftime as well. Webb and Guy playing catch outside the arc. Couple jab steps, goes crossover. Back it comes to Roy Shant. Pull up 17-footers. Too good, too strong, no. Put back though, good by Cannon.
Cannon that time just was able to get Keener far enough under the basket to get positioned on the putback.
Baylor Fish driving a kick. Left corner, 3 ball. In and out, no by Zelke. Jefferson starting to control the glass now on both the offensive and defensive side. Guy to Kramer, 4:34 to play. Webb, stop and go move. Hangs, puts it up short. On the drive right of the lane, rebound, Marion. Good pass ahead, good catch by Keener. Couldn't get it to go though.
Well, they got it up. It's gonna go the other way.
And a block on Fish trying to stop the break on the other end.
Not a bad play though, Scott, when you think about it. It's stop transition going the other way. Marion had a big fella around the floor. He just couldn't quite gather it in and go up all in one motion and finish.
21-20 Jefferson, a little 4-0 run right now by the Jayhawks. Bounce to the corner, Kramer, turnaround shot, no. Weak side rebound to Isaac Hahn. He'll bring it up with the power dribble left hand. For the trailer, Fish, pop up 3 and he hits left of the key.
And a little trailer, as you say, in the transition action that time.
Love that play, 23-21, and Willie Guy buries a triple from the far wing.
It's starting to heat up a little bit now.
24-23, first points for Willie Guy, the 3rd. Fish walks into the front court, long bounce up top to Whalen, and he was hooked and fouled by Willie Guy, the 3rd.
That call right there is important, Scott. If they make that call, makes it so much easier for Marion to defend. And if they let that little body go, advantage Jefferson.
Didn't have many whistles in that first quarter, and we've kind of changed things up here in the quarter number two. Fish trapped, looking for some help, spins out of it. Gets it up top to Whalen for a three, and he connects.
And it's beating the trap, getting out of the trap initially, and then finding the open player who's got their feet set, going right up into the shot.
Back and forth we go, 26-24. And here's a walk on Kramer as he tried to dish it off to Kyler Bell.
You mentioned you're going to have Coach Lobby on at half. Boy, Kaba Lobby would like to be in this ball game the way she shoots threes, wouldn't she?
She's pretty impressive. That was a good ball game.
It was. That was a fun game.
Prairie played very well.
Yep.
26-24 here, the Marion boys leading Jefferson. Jump pass, Whalen, Paulson, back it comes, Zelke, wide open three, short left wing, and Webb with the rebound, took it away from Weiss. He'll push it up in transition. Right wing finds Kramer, leaner up, no. Wow. Offensive foul on Kane Kramer as Alex Whalen took the charge.
Yeah, and Jefferson going in transition is what they do, and Whalen got there, he was outside the lane, had good position that time, and gave up his body for the call.
Coach Horman didn't really care for the call for the Jefferson bench. Whalen fakes, penetrates to the corner. Paulson will try it for three. Too strong, but chases down his own rebound. Takes it up in traffic and tied up. And the arrow is going to keep it with Marion.
Stuck with it that time. He shot it, but he didn't stand and watch. He went, followed a shot.
2:41 to play here in the first half. As Marion with the lead in the basketball. Whalen fumbled it for a moment and made the save. Nicely done right at the timeline. Kyler Bell at the top of that 1-3-1 to the corner. Three won't go. And the rebound to Marion. Back out it comes. Zelke open three. No. Hope for their last three, but another offensive rebound as Paulson gets it. Back out top, Whalen three-pointer, no good. And knocked out of bounds off of Weiss. It'll be Jeff Ball. And now Mike Manderscheid wanting the officials to talk it over. They say nope, and it went off of Mitch Weiss.
We got several chances right there, Marion did. They working hard in the lane area. Just not able to connect from beyond the three-point line.
Trevor Paulson, some good offensive rebounding there.
Yeah, he's playing pretty well.
Kennan, spin move, right side, and then threw it away as he tried to go cross-court with the bounce pass.
And Alex Whalen was the one coming across, giving good help defense that time. Disrupted him just enough to create the turnover.
Turnover number four against Jefferson. Now, Marion had six in the first quarter, but they've only had one here in quarter number two. Doing a better job and losing control of the ball. Zelke, but Marion retains possession. Fish driving baseline. Into traffic, doubled. Gets it back out top to Whalen. Minute 45 to play as Holsing will get set to come in. Marion basketball and a travel as Whalen was trapped out front by Willie Guy and Kyler Bell.
You wonder, Jefferson, That's a little bit tiring out there trapping all the time there. You gotta be very well conditioned coming into this to play that style of defense.
Guy will walk it up. 26-24, stop and go move. Lost it off his foot, but goes right over to Dakota Holsing. Kyler Bell scored the first 10 for Jefferson to the corner. Nice stop and go move, driving baseline. Bodies hit the deck, play on as Curtis Shaw lost it.
Good help defense by Marion that time.
Fish through traffic, dives, and he traveled with it.
Mike's, or Coach Manderscheid's asking a little bit of contact there, helping him fall.
1:10 to play, first half. Jayhawks with the ball, down by two. Willie Guy has it outside the arc right side. 5 second count on, gets rid of it up top to Webb. Only 5 points so far for Royshawn Webb. Now he'll pull up for the jumper and swishes it.
Almost on cue there, Scotty. He's good at that pull-up jump shot.
He can really elevate. That 17-footer right in his wheelhouse. Paulson fakes, puts it on the floor and lost it. Stolen away by Guy. 4-on-2 break. Guy shovels it underneath. Webb gets the little floater to go.
The guy could have taken that pass. Instead, he makes the extra one to find Webb for the even higher percentage shot.
Just like that, it's 9 for Roshan Webb. Jeff back up 2. High catch, far sideline. Paulson with 20 seconds to play. Fish left open, turns down to 3. Gets a return pass from Whalen with 14 seconds.
Could get the last one now if you're Marion.
Fish steps through the trap. Down to 8 seconds.
Oh.
Pass tip, goes into the backcourt, and now we got a foul. With 4.9 to go, but it's not going to be free throws.
And that was Bell again out there up front causing the disruption.
Fish's second, fourth foul. And it'll be Manderscheid to come in for Marion for Baylor Fish.
Team foul number 4.
So ball out of bounds, 4.9 here for Jefferson to get something off. They get it into Webb. Webb going one-on-one. There's that pull-up 17-footer, and he gets it again at the horn. So Webb takes over in the last couple of minutes, and we're at halftime from Marion. And our score at the break, Cedar Rapids Jefferson on top of the Marion Indians by a score of 30-26. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Guys, the customer appreciation sale is here at JCPenney, with great deals on fine jewelry to show how much you appreciate her. We have extended store hours this Saturday, giving you extra time to pick out the perfect gift. Show her how special she is and get 25% off fine jewelry, like select diamond, gold, and silver pieces already 40 to 60% off. Need an idea? Diamond studs are all up to 50% off. The customer appreciation sale at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth.
Valid 12-1 to 12-6. Some exclusions apply. Check newspaper at jcp.com for coupon and details.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
As a pro, every job matters. And I know that I can always trust Lowe's to help me get the job done right. And with the largest selection of in-stock DeWalt power tools, I know I'll find exactly what I need to complete a project.
Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can get 25% off select DeWalt cordless combo kits. Visit the Pro Desk in-store or lowesforpros.com for details. Valid November 23rd through December 27th, U.S. only.
Back with you here at the Marion Gym, halftime of our second game of the doubleheader. And in the boys' contest, it is Jefferson on top of Marion by a score of 30-26. Scott Unashfield done back with you. Run by Jefferson there in the last couple minutes, keyed by Roshan Webb. Marion looked tired there in the last couple minutes. That 1-3-1 did its job.
Yeah, it did, and it's paying dividends for them out there. They got Kyler Bell especially up top, causing a lot of problems out there for them. Marion looked good at times against it. They got some good looks, and you always look better when you knock down threes against the two. They hit a few of them in a row there. But it's just that length and that constant pressure. You relax for one moment against it, they're going to make you pay.
Let's take a look at the halftime scoring for Jefferson. Roshan Webb leading with 11. 10 points for Kyler Bell. He scored the first 10 of the game in this one for the Jayhawks. 4 points for T.J. Kennan. Willie Guy, the third's got a three-pointer for 3, and Kane Kramer with 1 bucket for 2. For Marion, balanced scoring just like we saw the other night, being led by Chase Zelke with 2 three-pointers and 6. Five apiece for Baylor Fish and Isaac Hahn. 3 points for Alex Whalen. Three for Trevor Paulson. And Jevin Mandershine and Mitch Weiss with two apiece. Turnovers 12, though, on Marion. That was also a big part of this first half of play. And five for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Bench scoring right now is 8-0 in favor of Marion. Indians with six threes in that first half to only two for the Jayhawks. Jefferson and Marion both perfect from the free throw line. Jeff 4 out of 4 and Marion 2 for 2. And how about your rebounding?
Well, rebounding, we have a total of 18 to 14. Marion up plus 4 in this category. They did a nice job, especially early. Good effort off the bench for the Indians as well. Trevor Paulson leading Marion with 5 rebounds here. 4 for Jevin Mandershide, as well as Mitch Weiss, each chipping in with 4. 2 rebounds apiece for Alex Whalen, as well as Isaac Hahn. And then Baylor Fish chipping in with 1. One team rebound for the Indians. 7 offensive, 11 defense, total of 18 for Marion. For Cedar Rapids Jefferson, 4 players with 3 rebounds. Willie Guy, Kane Kramer, TJ Cannon, and Royshawn Webb, all with 3. And that's it for the individuals. They have 2 team rebounds, dead ball rebounds, 5 offensive, 9 defensive, total of 14 for the Jayhawks.
Some other scores. I mentioned the Pleasant Valley girls beat Kennedy. That was 52-36. Halftime, how about this? Waverly Shell Rock, 41. Xavier, 28 at halftime. That is up in Waverly. 45-37, oh. Grinnell leading Bent Community. That is at halftime as well. I'm going to hand this back to you. It doesn't have much cord, so be very careful, Corby.
I'm here.
It's been a busy day. You're getting all the T's crossed and the I's dotted and everything?
Yeah, now I have to go back to the job that pays me, the AD job, for a little bit here. Clean up a little bit.
Pay the bills, huh?
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what. Kudos to both your Indians and Coach Bentley and the Hawks. That was a really well-played basketball game earlier today.
Yeah, it was. And that's why you schedule those non-conference games against good teams, because they get you ready and they push you down a couple points at half, and had to go in and kind of grind that one out in the second half. It was really good for us.
You made a few adjustments anyway. You stopped the dribble penetration a lot better in the second half.
That was the big thing. Yep, we went in halftime, we challenged our girls. We gave up 30 points, you know, in the first half. That's a lot more than what we feel we should. Give credit to them. But yeah, you're right. The dribble drive, trying to keep the ball in front of us, was the biggest key.
And you did it. You kept in the game despite the fact that they did a great job. Wagamaster did a great job on Chloe Rice.
Yes, she did. Jenna is a very athletic, long defender. Great kid. Jenna and Chloe played a lot of AAU basketball together, me and those guys. So obviously they know each other's games well, but Jenna is an excellent defender. And Chloe kept grinding, though. You know, she kind of made her impact at the end there and knocking down free throws and getting the hole and finishing for us.
And, boy, Kaba, another terrific game. I don't know if you're the shooting coach or if Amy is, but somebody did a good job.
It's Mom. Okay. Always give Mom credit. So, yeah.
Can't go wrong with that.
You can't go wrong. If Mama's happy, then everybody's happy. So, no, she's been shooting it well, put a lot of time into that. Actually, what I was most happy about today was she went to the hole quite a few times. And that'll definitely open things up for her more. And as she's gotten a little stronger, that adds another element. So, I know she can shoot it, but I was really happy with how she finished going to the basket.
I think your depth paid dividends in that fourth quarter. I think Ann Prairie got in a little bit more foul trouble than you guys did.
Yeah, it really did, because we our subs are like starters. Randy Wright got hit in the head in the first half, so she didn't play in the second half. That was a little bit of a concern. But the girls who came in really stepped up, and I felt like at the end our conditioning looked good. I thought we finished really well and definitely had different girls step up at the end.
And now you got to get ready for another one coming up next Tuesday.
Yep, we got Independence and Williamsburg next week. We're home and away, so just keep grinding. Try to you know, take them one at a time, obviously. But we feel like we've gotten through some tough games here with Mount Vernon and Prairie and Anamosa and whatnot. And you know, we feel good where we're at, but we got a ways to go.
How's the experiment gone today? This all been a success?
All but the clock's in the old gym. That's why you see behind you, I had to get a wrestling clock out of the wrestling room to put in there. But We got it all figured out, I guess. So it's all going okay now.
All right. Well, good job today.
Thanks for coming, guys.
You
appreciate
bet.
It.
Thank you. Corby Lauby, the AD and the girls basketball coach here at Marion. We'll take a break, a one-minute break, and come back for the second half. Our score on the boys part of this doubleheader. It's Jefferson on top of Marion, 30-26. We'll come back to the Marion gym after this one-minute break on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you here at Marion as we get ready for quarter number three. The Linmar girls, by the way, a winner earlier today, 56-36 over Bettendorf. They were playing a girl-boy doubleheader, and Linmar boys with an early lead, 4-0, very early. Here we're ready for half number two. Marion out there with Baylor Fish, Alex Whalen, Chase Zelke, Jevin Manderscheid, and Mitch Weiss. And for the Jayhawks, it'll be Kane Kramer, Rashawn Webb, Kyler Bell, TJ Kennan, and Willie Guy the third. Ready to go, Jayhawk ball, and we are underway with half number two. They'll attack the bucket to our left. Marion will be in the man-to-man. Up top, Bell behind the screen, pops a three and hits from the top of the circle.
Set play coming out at halftime. I'm sure they talked about that and said it. Just a little double down screen that time to get Bell open.
33-26, biggest lead of the game right now for Jefferson at 7. They'll stay with that 1-3-1, extending it. Fish penetrates to the corner. Three on the way, short, no good by Manderscheid. Bell with a rebound. Manderscheid knew that was short all the way. He tried to chase after it. Jayhawks with a three can get a double-digit lead here. Both teams 2-0 coming into this one in the non-conference. Hand back to Bell as they work the weave up top. Over to Guy, right wing, three good, and two for two to start things off in the third for Jefferson.
Yeah, and they got to stop with their defensive end. Up 10 right now. A little bit of danger zone here for the Indians.
36-26. Fish on the drive, takes the free throw line. Back it comes for a deep three, up and good by Zelke.
They needed that. They needed an answer at the offensive end.
And boy, did Chase Zelke need that one. 36-29. Back to 7. The deficit. Here's pull-up jumper by Guy, and he buries it from the free throw line. He's got a nice release on that shot.
And that time he does it off the bounce out there. Two little quick bounces to set up the defender and the pull-up.
38-29, 9-point lead. Here's Whalen's jumper, no good. Back tapped out of bounds. Zelke trying to make the save on it, couldn't do it.
Marion can switch their defense up right now. See what happens. They're going to go 1-2-2 look here, three-quarter court.
A little different look. Jayhawks break it. Kramer inside to Kennan. Turnaround shot short, missed everything, and the rebound to Marion.
Coach Manderscheid wants to go. He wants him to get up and down the floor.
Fish. Cross-court pass and almost saved by Zelke, but it comes down to Bell. Tries to split a double team through traffic. Ball loose on the floor and picked up by Manderscheid.
What'd they do?
And we got a timeout. 30-second timeout to save the possession here by Marion. I believe one of the Indian players called it.
Must have on the floor because he cleared it, actually. Manderscheid on the floor had it cleared. But it looked like there was going to be a tie-up. That's probably why they called the timeout.
38-29. Jefferson leads. They've led by as many as 10. Marion has led by 4 on a couple of occasions in this one. Back with you with more basketball coming up on Tuesday night. We'll be on the north side of Marion. Nothing much better than Linmar Kennedy.
It'll be fun.
On the boys' side.
It's been a great rivalry over the years.
Now this is the non-conference matchup of the year. They're going to play two. Each one needed a non-conference game, and why not play one? Fish on the clear out, dribble drive. Cut off, kicks it out to Weiss. Cross court now to Trevor Paulson, who just checked in. Up top, nice crossover by Zelke. Teardrop for the heart of the paint is good.
Yeah, I started going to his right, Brunk come back to his left with that nice little soft floater.
11 for Chase Zelke. And it's 38-31, 7-point deficit. Kramer in the ball fake, driving a dish. Webb, extra pass over to Bell. Open three, right side, too strong with it. Rebound, Trevor Paulson. Quick outlet, up the right-hand boards comes Zelke. Long cross-court pass, and Fish couldn't catch it inbounds.
Second time that's happened. That the couple possessions earlier was going the other way across court. That happened.
14 Marion turnovers. As Isaac Hahn will get ready to come in for the Indians.
Now they got Trevor Paulson up at the point of this 1-2-2. 10 count, got to be close.
Webb beat it, weaves through traffic, hands it back now to Kramer. Driving a dish to Guy in the corner. Another three is good. Three threes for Willie Guy, the third.
Catch and shoot, knock it down.
He's got 11. 40-31, 9-point Jayhawk lead. Quickly into the corner, Paulson trapped over there. Back in the bounce to Fish. Good backdoor look to Whalen, and he puts it in on the bank from the right block.
He went up through some tall timber that time, got the finish. Ooh.
41-33. Bell against the pressure, plays catch with Cannon. Good ball movement by the Jayhawks. Guy, a jab step, now puts up the three, forced that one and it's short, and rebounded by Whalen. Whalen on the power dribble and was fouled from behind by Bell. Got him on the arm.
A wrap around from behind that time, you pop it up. Think you can get it, but you get a lot of the elbow when you do that.
Wholesale changes for Marion. Isaac Hahn coming in. And also Keener coming in. And Manderscheid also in for the Indians.
Paulson and Whalen are the two that stay.
41-33, 4:10 to play. Whalen spinning in front of us, trapped, looking for some help. Finally gets it out of there to Paulson, who chases it in the corner. Gets it over to Hahn, and now Marion will set it up. Hahn on the dribble. Pass to the wing, tipped out of bounds by Guy. It'll stay with Marion.
Number two, Curtis Shaw.
Shaw in for Guy. So it's Shaw, Bell, Shockley is in there. The freshman, Webb and Hulsing. So not a real big lineup right now for the Jayhawks.
No, Shaw comes in. He gives up some height, but he's got a lot of quickness, working hard out there.
A double and a steal. Now contact the other way. They let it go. Marion with a breakaway. Good catch by Hahn ahead of traffic and missed the layup, though.
A lot of action, no points.
Jefferson the other way to the corner. Shaw, quick three, no good. And we've got a player down in the lane.
Oh, it's getting out of control right now. It is getting bad.
Yeah, Alex Whalen is down. Now he's getting up. Appears to be okay. And they'll walk him off the court now as Baylor Fish will get ready to come in.
And Marion Ball after all that?
Good question.
I think so.
It will be Marion Ball.
No points scored, but a lot of stuff going back and forth. A lot of bodies hitting the floor.
Fish trapped at the center line, trying to dribble out of it, and there's a foul on Holson.
Trying to trap aggressively in Bell. I tell you, Bell causes a lot of problems up there.
Indians will inbound. For Marion, they'll have Paulson. Keener in there, and now they're going to start to call it quick. Just like that.
Yeah.
Kyler Bell gets his second team foul, number three, against the Jayhawks.
Inbounding again, far sideline this time.
Hahn, Manderscheid, Fish, Keener, and Paulson in there for Marion. Trap in the corner. Manderscheid trap, trying to dribble out of it and bounce it off his foot out of bounds.
And pick it up over there. You can't do that.
41-33, Jefferson. Up by eight. Webb, Shockley, Shaw, Holsing in there for the Jayhawks. Holsing on the ball fake, drive out top to Webb. There's that pull up from 17. That one, no. Rebounded out of there by Marion. Manderscheid in the backcourt. No look pass on the angle wing. Fish bounced to the corner. Hahn trapped and traveled with it.
And when they get deep in the corner like that, that's the last two turnovers that happen.
That's an adjustment by Jefferson at halftime. They've done a better job of trapping in the corner.
Well, they're getting there quicker, and Marion just panicked a little bit. And coach was talking about kids can't run away from that. If you're the next passer, you got to get an angle for them to trap out of it. Pass out of it, I'm sorry.
41-33, 2:20 to play here in the third. Listen to high school basketball on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM Cedar Rapids. Working the weave up top. Shaw hands it back now to Kyler Bell. Over in the corner. Holsing on the ball fake. Bell plays catch now with 2 minutes to play. And we're going to get a Jefferson timeout. A lot of standing around. And Brandon Horman's going to get a full timeout. So we'll take one as well. 2 minutes exactly to play third quarter. It is Jefferson 41, Marion 33. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union on the gym.
This isn't a plug for Honda generators. It's actually a lot of plugs. Honda generators offer quiet, reliable, and efficient power to energize your next tailgate party, for your home during an electrical outage, to power your tools on the job site, and take on your next camping trip. These gasoline power generators have easy starting and dependable Honda engines. See the full line of Honda power equipment at Acme Tools, 1943 Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids. Do your best work.
Iowa's Bullbound. Go with Destinations Unlimited. Once the official announcement is made, transportation, hotel rooms, and tickets will go fast. Book directly through the website, duagency.com, or call on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at 393-1359. Follow the Hawkeyes with Destinations Unlimited, duagency.com.
Back with you here at the Marion Gym. Scott Unash, Phil Dunn with you. A Jefferson timeout. And see if they run coming off of that timeout. Matthew Brazzi into the game now. He had a big three in that winning at Central DeWitt on Tuesday night. Willie Guy, the third, also back in for the Jayhawks. Holsing in the far corner with a minute 48 to play. Guy to Kramer, no spacing. Ball ricochets around, picked up by Marion, and Paulson had it knocked away from behind. And a nice catch there by Dave Messerly in the second row.
Mr. Messerly down there helping the girls program, yeah. We got Brent Brazzi here, Coach Brent Brazzi too, Mark Brazzi's brother.
See that, he got a win earlier today for Cornell, and not getting it in, Baylor Fish gonna have to call a timeout. And it will be a 30-second timeout taken here by the Indians. Leaves them with two left. Minute 42 to play here in the third, and a 41-33 Jefferson lead.
And a little bit choppy right now here, not a lot of points. Jefferson came out, started the third period, played pretty well offensively, moved the ball, knocked down some threes and some shots, and Marion changed up its defense. They went a little bit of a zone, three-quarter court, fell back. Now they're back into really packing it in the man-to-man. So a little bit of adjustment there by Marion has slowed Jefferson down a little bit on the offensive end.
Baylor fished inbound. Lindmar leading Bettendorf 11-2 in boys basketball. Good bullet pass down low. Paulson, the head and shoulder fake, and scores. Nice play on the out-of-bounds.
Yeah, well executed. Like that play out there between two sophomores.
Five for Paulson, and on the other end, Guy fouled on the penetration by Brazzi.
Foul on number 13, Matthew Brazzi, his first.
Only the first of the half against Marion. 41-35, Indians down by six. Webb off the clear out, drive, spins right of the lane, kick to the corner. Kramer three, short, and the rebound to Paulson. He's got a lot of them today.
Seven so far.
Brazzi in the front court, along the near sideline at the hash mark to Fish, and he'll set it up. They play catch with it, minute 10. Paulson trapped in the corner, looking for some help. Spins out of there, no look pass, back it comes to Zelke. Paulson's strength got him out of that double team.
That's just what I was going to say. This size and strength that time, he's able to split it and make the pass.
Brazzi, lob pass inside. Paulson on the catch, and before the shot, held by Dakota Holson.
Going to be out of bounds underneath, yet not on the shot.
Team foul number 4, as Alex Whalen will come in for Baylor Fish.
Last out of bounds set, Marion got a good look and score. See if they can duplicate it.
They go back door. Here's Zelke. Pop-up jumper won't go.
Missed it right there, point blank.
And the rebound out of there to Jefferson. Holson gets it. Guy to Kramer has had a tough afternoon shooting for Kane. Bounce on the left baseline. Webb, jab step, steps back, jumper won't go. High to keep it alive was Guy, but Marion comes away with it. Indian basketball.
See if they go for one here in this situation. Hard to do though against this 1-3-1 zone.
And Bell commits his third foul. He's the first player in either team with 3. Team foul number 5 against Jeff.
And he's the one that stirred the pot up there at the top of that 1-3-1. Gonna let him play. Oh, they are gonna bring him out. Now Royshawn Webb will come up with the point of that press defense on 1-3-1.
41-35, down to 15 seconds. Marion gonna look for that last shot. Brazzi over in the corner, cross court pass. Whalen turned down to 3, down to 6 seconds. Zelke doubled out top on the drive. Right hand floater good, left of the lane at the quarter.
Little teardrop runner, just the second one like that of the ballgame.
Chase Zelke with 13, and we are through 3. It's a good one, Jefferson 41 and the Marion Indians 37. Stay with us for the fourth quarter after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM.
At First Federal Credit Union, keeping it simple is the key to our no-strings checking account. It's simple because there's no minimum balance, no monthly fee, and you earn 5% on the first $500 in your account. That's right, 5%. We give you free mobile and online tools. And with surcharge-free ATMs in Iowa and across the nation, we make it easy, convenient, and of course, simple for you. No strings checking is available only at First Federal Credit Union. Check us out at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Back with you from Marion as we head to the fourth. A couple of scores on the boys' side. West Des Moines Valley beat Davenport Assumption 70-48. And Waverly Shellrock 71-47 over Xavier. Here's Fish to start the fourth from the corner. The three won't go, and it goes over the top.
That's an eye-opener, that one right there. I know it was up at Waverly, but still. Xavier's a pretty good basketball club.
Yes, they are. And don't know the specifics, but it'd be a great win for Waverly Shellrock. Start the fourth quarter. Cannon in there, Royshawn Webb back in. Curtis Shaw for Jefferson, along with Willie Guy the third and Kane Kramer for Marion in their man-to-man. Pass inside, tipped, and goes out of bounds. They're going to give it to the Indians.
Yep. And they're trying to post up Royshawn Webb out of this, and Baylor Fish was guarding him. And Fish did a good job getting around and fronting the post, not giving up an easy position.
Whalen, Zelke, Manderscheid, Weiss, and Fish. So the starting five back in there for head coach Mike Manderscheid. Jefferson and staying in that 1-3-1. Bounce pass, kick left wing. Cross court pass now to Zelke for 3. Front iron, no. Weak side rebound, Weiss. Back out it comes to Whalen. His 3 won't go. And the rebound comes out to Shaw. His pass up court, tipped by Fish, gets it back, and the layup good. Good defense there by Jevin Manderscheid.
Yeah, he poked it loose that time and then got the assist to Fish.
41-39. Guy in the power dribble, he's doubled. Almost lost it, and a blocking foul on Baylor Fish, and he said, yep. That'll be the third on Baylor Fish.
Trying to double up on Shaw, and when he catches the ball out there, look at that size, trying to make him throw over the top of the trap.
It was a 10-point Jefferson lead, and right now, Marion is on a 15-3 run. It's been about an 8-minute run, but a 15-3 run nonetheless. Kramer for three, and he finally got one to go.
Yeah, and that's what they've been looking for. He's a capable 3-point shooter, just not getting anything to go early in this game.
And how big was that for the Jayhawks? 44-39. Kane Kramer, only his second field goal, he's got five. Kyler Bell in the game, he's gonna be at the top of that press now. Comes up with a near steal, it was tipped out of bounds.
Bell does a nice job faking, like he's gonna come up on it, and then on the pass, he retreats, nearly got a steal out of it.
Marion's gonna be seeing one of these quick guys in their sleep at the top of this 1-3-1 all night.
That Carolina blue and black will be in their dreams.
Stolen away, 2-on-1 break. Good bounce down low to Kramer, layup good. It'll count in a foul.
Well, just as quickly as Marion had got it to a 2-point ball game, Jefferson pushes it out here really quick because of a turnover and a run out.
Chase Zilke with the foul, his first, team's third, and Kane Kramer with a chance at the old-fashioned 3-point play. Benzanese puts it up, splits the net.
All of a sudden, he's got six.
Quick ones, too. And just like that, Jefferson back with a mini run. 47-39, cross-court pass, tie up, and a timeout taken before they could call a jump ball. And it will be a full timeout taken here by the Indians with 5:49 to play and a 47-39 game. We'll keep it here for this one. Told you, Lindmar Kennedy on Tuesday night. We'll have that for you on 1600 AM. The FM's 107.5 and 106.3 will have girls basketball. And that will be Iowa City High and Cedar Rapids Prairie going at it in that one.
In City High girls. They must be the
very
real deal.
Very good.
They took it to Kennedy the other night. Kennedy, pretty good basketball team, too.
I see some snow coming here. Everybody batten down the hatches.
That.
Our first snow of the year. Are your leaves all raked up?
Mine are, yours?
No. Oh. I still have leaves on the tree.
I do too, I've got one tree that's got leaves on them. They can stay, that's a good place for them up in the tree.
Well, they're gonna come down eventually.
Well, maybe by then the ground will be frozen and they'll just blow away, Scott.
Not if that snow comes, I'm not going to be able to get to it tomorrow.
Now you got final 5:49. This inbounds, this possession is important for Marion. You know, it was just a 2-point game just a moment ago. Momentum going towards Jeff. Marion needs a good offensive possession.
Paulson back into the game now. Zilke trapped. Goes top of the key to Alex Whalen. Marion being a little bit more selective, a little more patient. Now they come out the trap. Guy coming out there with Bell. Bounce at the far hash mark. Mandershine lost it out of bounds.
Tough to do. You know, when you got quickness like that, the length of Royshawn Webb, he really bothers you. And eventually that pressure over time forces you to do something you don't like.
19 turnovers for the Indians. Webb circling left. Ooh. Got caught in the air and almost turned it over. Got it back from Kramer. They play catch with it. Outside the arc with 5:14 to play in the game. Standing left-hand dribble, Webb. Goes crossover on the drive. Floater up, too strong. Rebound, Webb got his own board. And he'll bring it back out to the corner and set it up. Now he'll go one-on-one. Under five to play. Marion, pretty much the whole game has been in this zone. Jump pass, Kennan. Cross court to Guy. Right back it comes to Kennan, and he was fouled on the spin move.
No, they get Mandershide, was it? Or Weiss?
Weiss. Only the fourth team foul on Marion. Jeff with only five. A snappy game here. Inbound, pushing it ahead. Webb, charging foul. Tried to go baseline.
Whalen.
Second one today.
Yeah, and he had one, I know, against DeWitt Central on our first ball game of the year, too.
So Jefferson turns it over for the 11th time. That's the second foul on Webb, and Marion will be shooting from here on in. 4.5 to play. Marion with the ball down by 8. Free throw line, Whalen kicks it back out to Zelke. Three-pointer way short from the wing, and it goes out of bounds.
Well, they got to look, but just me wonder, too, how much going against that trapping defense all game wears on your legs, too. And those jump shots, those three all of a sudden, be a little bit longer, your legs are a little bit heavier, you don't get quite the lift.
Both teams unbeaten here in the early season coming in. Off the high ball screen, Webb, pop up high, Archer good from 17.
That's simple little basketball play to create that shot.
Webb with 13. First points of the half, and the ball goes out of bounds and out of the gym. And they retreat to the lobby to pick it up. And it'll be Marion ball with Jevin Manderscheid.
Time out for a little bit of equipment. Time shoe tying.
Going to be Chase Zelke to tie those laces. Marion against that pressure. Fish holds it up top. With the lead, Jefferson not trapping quite with the ferocity as they did earlier on. Fish to Zelke, skip pass, now into the corner. Quick three, Manderscheid left it short, but chases down his own rebound. Marion gets another look at it. Fish will turn and fire for three and connects.
Well, deep too, a couple feet off the three-point line.
10 for Baylor Fish, 49-42, as Marion just won't go away. Jefferson with the basketball. Royshawn Webb, Willie Guy the third back in there. Kennan a high ball screen for Webb. Stop and go dribble. Driving a kick to the corner. Kramer for three and he hits.
He's feeling it in this fourth quarter now.
How big was that first three by Kane Kramer? That got this whole thing started. Pull up jumper won't go. Manderscheid, rebound Webb. Jefferson on the run. Webb leading the 3-on-2. Bounce pass right side to Bell. Hangs, puts it up. Good. Count it a foul.
Transition going the other way, and that Whalen was the only one back. Tried to stop it by raking across the arms, but didn't come down hard enough.
Second foul on Whalen. 15 foul, and Tyler Bell to the line. He's got 15 today for the Jayhawks.
And he started off, what do you have, 10?
First 10.
In the first 10 of the ball game, and a lot of it came how he's playing on the point of that defense out there, getting a lot of steals, creating havoc.
Bell gets the free throw to go. He's got 16. 55-42, biggest lead of the game. Marion got it down to two as a bullet pass inside, tipped and stolen again. And this time Bell fouled on the way in by Zelke.
Not wanting to give up anything in transition that time. Marion tried to make a pass right through the middle of the defense that time, and Jefferson's not going to let that happen. They got two quick hands.
14-3 Jayhawk run right now. After the big Marion run, off the inbound, Kramer pops the jumper. Got a nice screen and hit the 17-footer.
It's like all of a sudden just the basket opened up for him after that first one.
11 in the quarter, 13 in the game. Fish three won't go. Rebound Jayhawks. Lead pass to Webb. Takes it to the free throw line. Turns, fires, and hits. And Jefferson starting to pull away.
In transition, that little left-hand shot. Tough to defend.
15 for Webb. Zelke three, no good. Weak side board, Willie Guy. 17-point lead for Jeff. With 2:10 to play. And now Jefferson just going to spread the court here a little bit, it looks like.
Was it 41-39 at one point?
Yes, it was. Jefferson has scored 17 of the last 20. Kramer, kick out, three, can't get the roll. And Kennan going to get called for the push underneath.
Nope.
On the rebound.
Going the other way.
That was a good call.
They're going the other way. They said it was Jefferson. Nope, you're right. Kennan. Yep.
We got a Kennan and a Keener.
There you go. That's where I got mixed up.
Trevor Paulson will toe the stripe for Marion. The sophomore. Bends the knees, puts it up, in and out. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here this afternoon. We got the ACC championship game coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Stay tuned for that. Is Clemson going to be that last piece of the puzzle? Bell turned down the three, up top to Guy between the circles. Bullet pass down low to Kennan, drives in, puts it up. No, but he was fouled. And the foul is going to go against Keener. 1-1 coming up for T.J. Kennan.
Kennan going to get a chance to go to the free throw line?
Or I think it'll be two. Free throw curls in. And it will be a two-shot situation. And Marion's going to go to the bench. And Abe Joyce will come in. Meth comes back in. Brazzi will come in. Mason Ray coming in. Jeff will go to the bench as well. As Ryan Blum will come in. Zach Grant will come in as well for the Jayhawks. Minute 32 to go, and probably not going to look as close as it really was played.
Yeah, it did. Until, I don't know, what about the five-minute mark of this quarter is when Jefferson really just kind of took over this ball game.
Second shot missed, and the Jayhawks get the rebound, and now Brandon Horman's going to get some players in.
Just subbing, I believe, is all they're going to do. They're not going to take that break.
Deidre Hawkins, Isaiah Williams come in. As Jefferson will put it into play with a minute 25 to go. Marion will get into divisional play next week. They'll take on Independence and Coach Hattie. Baseline drive in all the way. Double pump hanger no good. Trying to keep it alive though with Blum, and he does. Jefferson will keep it. Kick out top. Top of the key three-pointer dips in and out that time by Schultz. Or Grant make that. And a rebound to Marion. Three-pointer on the way. No good from the right side. Missed by Joyce. Indians get the board though. They dump it inside to Meth. His little turnaround poke shot. Good. In and out, back in again for Grant Meth.
In the middle of the zone, middle of that 1-3-1.
60-44 with 40 seconds to play. And a carry going to be called on Jeff. Well, I'm going to talk to Coach Horman coming up.
Get his thoughts on today's action.
The 3-0 Jefferson Jayhawks. And it's been a few years since Jefferson started off 3-0.
Yeah, and you know, this game sounds a little bit about like last night, because he was telling me in the pregame, Burlington, you know, they were only up by six at half, and it was really the fourth quarter before they broke it open against Burlington. That's kind of what the MO of this ball game was as well.
Good feet down low to Meth, turnaround hook in and out, no good, and flying in there to get the rebound was Blum. 6 seconds to play. Jefferson will go to 3-0. They'll hold it, and that's it. Jefferson Jayhawks win it on the road, 60-44 here tonight's over the Marion Indians. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back with the postgame. After this, you're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions. No monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Sunday, Matt Ryan and the Falcons host the Kansas City Chiefs in an interconference showdown. Hi, this is John Sadak of Westwood One. Join Ross Tucker and me for all the action from the Georgia Dome. The Chiefs are coming off an overtime thriller in Denver. Can they earn another win against one of the NFL's top teams? Or will the Falcons take another step toward the NFC South crown? Chiefs, Falcons, if it's the NFL, it's right here.
NFL football presented by Mediacom. The Chiefs and the Falcons, Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. you have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Sunday, it's an NFC showdown as the Arizona Cardinals host the Washington Redskins. Hi, this is Tom McCarthy of Westwood One. Join Mark Malone and me for all the action from the Valley of the Sun. Will Kirk Cousins and the high-powered Washington Redskins attack continue to march towards the postseason, or will Carson Palmer and the Arizona Cardinals climb back into the playoff picture? Cardinals, Redskins, if it's the NFL, it's right here.
NFL football presented by MediaCom, the Redskins and the Cardinals, Sunday at 3:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
We welcome you back here to the Marion Gym after this doubleheader here this afternoon. Game one, the Marion girls hold off Prairie 60-49. And the boys game, Jefferson beats Marion 60-44. Scott Unash, Phil Dunn back with you, and a big fourth quarter. Marion got back into it with a big run from about the midpoint of the third to the start of the fourth, but then Kane Kramer ignited Jefferson, hit a three, and he led the Jayhawks in that fourth quarter where they outscored Marion 19-7 to get the victory.
Yeah, and you look at, you know, so you talked about Kane Kramer. Roshan Webb also made some, he had some big rebounds in that quarter of play, and Kyler Bell, he worked his magic through all game on the defensive end out there. So, yeah, you know, the people are going to look at the score and they're going to think, you know, not so close. But it really wasn't until final 4 or 5 minutes of this ball game where Jefferson just took control of it. Got to make Coach Horman feel good, you know, and coming down finishing the game strong like that.
Take a look at the final numbers in this one for the victorious Jefferson Jayhawks as they go to 3-0 on the season. They had three in double figures. No, check that, four in double figures as they were led by Kyler Bell with a team and game-high 16 points. He came out and scored the first 10 in the ball game for the Jayhawks, kind of got the engine going a little bit, ended up with 16 points. Roshan Webb right behind with 15 points, the leading scorer coming into tonight's ball game for the Jayhawks. 13 for Kane Kramer, 11 of those came in the fourth quarter. And then 5 points for T.J. Kennan. For Marion, two in double figures. Chase Zilke leading the way with 13 points. Baylor Fish with 10. And then 5 apiece for Alex Whalen. Isaac Hahn off the bench and Trevor Paulson off the bench with 5. 2 apiece for Grant Meth, Jevin Manderscheid, and Mitch Weiss. Bench scoring was 12 zip in favor of Marion in this one. All the Jayhawks scoring coming from their starters in this one. Turnovers were big. Marion, that 1-3-1 forced Marion into 20 turnovers tonight. And for Jefferson, they end up with a total of 12 turnovers in the ball game. Marion with 8 threes, 7 threes for the Jayhawks. Not a lot of free throws shot in this one. Jefferson was good from the line. 7 out of 8 in the ball game for around about the 80 percentile, a little bit over. And Marion, 2 out of 3, 67% in this one. And how about the rebounding?
Well, we had a close battle on the boards here for this one. Marion actually wins 29-27 in the total rebound. They had good effort all the way up and down the lineup. Leading them is Trevor Paulson, the sophomore off the bench, with 7. 5 of those coming in the first half of play. 6 apiece for Jevin Manderscheid and Mitch Weiss. 3 rebounds for Alex Whalen. 2 rebounds for Isaac Hahn. 1 apiece for Baylor Fish, Chase Zelke, Mason Ray, and Grant Meth. 1 dead ball rebound for Marion. 10 offensive, 19 defensive, total of 29 for the Indians. Jayhawks, they were led by Roshan Webb with 6 rebounds, 3 in each half of play, so good effort by him. 5 for T.J. Kennan, 4 for Kane Kramer, 1 apiece for, Willie Guy with 4 as well. Then you get down to Kyler Bell, Dakota Hulsing, Diedrich Hawkins, and Ryan Blum, each with 1 rebound. 4 dead ball rebounds for the Jayhawks, 7 offensive, 20 defensive, total of 27 for Cedar Rapids Jefferson.
Very impressed. And the Jayhawks, you know, they're not going to stay 1-3-1 the entire season, but you show that, you work on a little bit of man. I think this team, once they get things going, be really dangerous with the full court press. With that length they have and with the athleticism that they have, I think they could do good things with it.
Yeah, well, they put a lot of time and energy into this. I know Coach Harmon told me before the game that about 60% of what they've done has been in that defense, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to establish, because it's a different set, it's a different look. So you spend a lot of time at it out there. And your kid's got to be conditioned, too, to play that style of play, because you're, especially that point man, you're exerting a lot of energy up and down the floor every time.
Well, Jefferson wins it 60-44, and Brandon Horman joining us. First of all, congratulations on the new arrival.
Thank you.
How are your nights going?
Quick nights, long days, but happy little boy, happy big brother, happy mom and dad. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Well, good. And a 3-0 start to the season.
Yep, that on top of it makes it all the better, too. So it's been a good fall, good winter so far as we're getting started here. So just hope to keep on rolling.
Well, an interesting game. Marion hung for a long, long time. They came at you. You had a 10-point lead. They hit you with a big spurt to get it down to two, and then you came back, and I think you wore them down in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, that's one thing that our guys are able to do sometimes. Seem to be in pretty good shape right now this early in the season. But Marion's a team, I told him today at shoot-around, that if we let them hang around, that could be a long night if that's the case. And they hung around just like Marion traditionally has against us. And give credit to the guys. They found a way to kind of battle back, dig in and get some critical rebounds in the fourth quarter. Kramer stepped up, did what a senior leader should do, and knocked down some big fourth quarter shots after a slow night, and propelled us out to a bigger lead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Marion got it to two, and Kane had a tough shooting day, but he got that first one to go and ended up with 11 points in that first quarter. And his first three-pointer kind of ignited everybody.
Yeah, it did. He had a great little run there. He had a three, came back, got a deflection with a steal, went back down right away, had the and one, and that sparked some good energy into the team. And told him at halftime that you're one of the best shooters we that's in this gym. You just... It's going to go your way eventually, and he missed one right away in the third quarter. Might have missed two, and started knocking them down. So really proud of him.
Does Kyler Bell ever get tired? He had 10 points in the first quarter there, and
ten.
He did. He had a first 10, and he really got after it. He brings great energy. I don't know if he really gets tired or not.
Up there at the point of that 1-3-1, he causes problems.
He does. He's got some surprising length to him that you don't necessarily see when you look at him. He's kind of a little thinner, but he's quick off his feet, can really widen things out. He's got pretty good reach, and he's been doing a nice job up there for us.
And Willie Guy gave you some very good minutes, and he hit a couple of outside shots that kind of got things going, too.
He did. He started out, had a really good shooting night Tuesday night. Kind of struggled from the field last night, but might have struggled from the field, but he had 8 rebounds last night, and then tonight he picked up his shooting right where he left off on Tuesday, and he did what he's able to do.
And Royshawn Webb, he just gives you quality minutes when he's out there.
He does. Manderside, got to give him credit on the plan with Royshawn. I mean, they really packed things in, took away a lot of driving lanes, really loaded his side of the floor where he was at, and made it tough on him, but I was glad to see Roy's hard work this summer showed a little bit tonight with his ability to hit his jump shot now, and he's put hours on hours into that, and it's so happy for him that hard work's starting to pay off.
It's been a while since Jefferson started a year 3-0.
2012 and 13 might have been, I think, somewhere around there. That might have been, I think it was Taylor Olson's senior year. I think we got out to maybe an 8-0 start or something like that. And then we hit the heart of the MVC and whatnot. But, yeah, I mean, anytime you can start out 3-0, no complaints.
No complaints. And that 1-3-1 is vicious. And I think when you get a few more things incorporated, I think you can go full court, too, and cause a little havoc.
Yeah, we like to extend out on it a little bit. But playing back-to-back nights, being down in Burlington on a 94-foot court last night, took a little gas out of the guys. So we're we're running it, we're learning it, and hopefully we'll just continue to get better at it.
And a beautiful trip, 2 hours. That's a lot of fun on a Friday night.
It was, along with the 15-minute smoke alarm delay in between the first and second quarter, so I made it a little bit longer on top of it.
You didn't pull it.
No, I didn't. I think it was that burnt popcorn going off in the lunchroom.
Well, who's up next for the Jayhawks?
Davenport North comes up Tuesday night, and we'll actually be playing at 6 o'clock, play before the girls, because they host City High in an NBC game. So I believe it's City High. So they get their 7:30 game, so the boys will play at 6 o'clock in the East Gym, and the girls will follow us at 7:30, and the sophomore contest will be flip-flopped over in our auxiliary gym. So it'll be a little bit of an interesting night, but we're ready to roll with whatever.
Kind of like tonight with different teams and
it was a fun day. I mean, the Marion and City or Prairie game ahead of us, I mean, didn't disappoint. Two quality teams there, so it was a good day for basketball.
Good day for basketball indeed, and good day for the Jayhawks. Brandon, congratulations. Best of luck against the Wildcats Tuesday night.
All right, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate all you do.
You bet. Brandon Horman, the head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks, as they get the victory in this one here this afternoon, 60-44 over the Marion Indians. And going to about wrap things up here on a long afternoon into the evening here from Marion High School, and very unique doubleheader, but I think aside from using the auxiliary scoreboard in the auxiliary gym, I think everything went off pretty much without a hitch.
Well, AD standing in front of us smiling, so it must not be too bad, Coach Lobby. So, it's fun to have those doubleheaders, and people get a chance to see both squads play.
Yep, and our next broadcast will come up on Tuesday night, and it will be a Metro boys get-together, the Kennedy Cougars and the Linmar Lions. Kennedy is playing their opener coming up tonight. They're at Wallert, another non-conference game. So Kennedy will start the year with two of those. That just tells you kind of the state of trying to find non-conference games. As far as 4A in the eastern half of the state of Iowa is going. But we'll have Kennedy and Linmar coming up on Tuesday night. It'll be a non-conference game, but doesn't matter. It's still Kennedy and Linmar on the boys' side.
Yeah, and that'll be fun, Scott. And last I knew, I'm trying to find here, Linmar is up 42-30 after three.
Be a good win for the Lions.
Against Bettendorf. That's in Marion, right? That's over in...
That's at Linmar, yeah.
At Linmar. So, yeah, that'd be good. Six different Lions with threes, so that's a good sign for Linmar.
Perhaps you should not discount the Lions without a Bohannon, but we'll see them coming up on Tuesday night, as we mentioned, and it'll be a girls' MVC game, City High and Prairie coming up. That'll be on the FMs. We'll have the Linmar-Kennedy game on 1600 AM coming your way on Tuesday night at about 7:30. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too, Scott. Appreciate it, and get those leaves right before that snow comes.
I don't think it's going to happen. big thanks to Scott Fisher for all his help today jumping on board. We do appreciate it. Thanks to Corby Lauby as well for all the hospitality here at Marion. Big thanks and hats off to all our sports-minded boosters to bring you high school basketball. And a big thanks to everybody for tuning in to the contest here this afternoon. So for Phil Dunn and for Steve Dozier, Scott Unash saying so long, reminding you the final scores in our first game, the girls' contest. It was number 2 and 4A Marion over Cedar Rapids Prairie, 60-49. And in the nightcap, the boys' game, it was Cedar Rapids Jefferson over Marion, 60-44. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from the Marion Gym.
ESPN Radio's College Game Day.